Okay, now that we have potty training under control, what else can we do to create environments for our transition pups that best set them up for success in life? First and foremost, we have to recognize when transition pups are being developed. 24/7. Every minute of every day of this week, the pups are undergoing massive physical and mental maturation. So now is the time to understand and start using passive development. Sure, we play an important active role in raising our pups, but we also need to take advantage of the rest of the pup's time and create environments that stimulate and challenge them appropriately when we can't be there. Passive development starts with giving moms 24/7 access to their puppies without confining them directly to the whelping box or puppy pen. You can do this by using a setup akin to an old style that allowed people, but not livestock, to cross over fences. A doggy style allows dams in and out of the puppy area, but not the puppies. It can be something as simple as a low door in your whelping box, but sometime this week your pups are likely to start climbing over, so a more effective entry is needed, one that keeps puppies in but allows mom in and out. Two heavy tables, ice chests, or something similar will work. No matter what you use, be sure it doesn't have rungs or horizontal slats, or you'll find your pups climbing out in a couple of weeks. Teach your bitch to get on, over, and off of the tables or whatever you use with lots of cookies so that she's comfortable doing it without you. Dams that can get away from their pups during the transition period mother better, including cleaning their pups, and as long as you haven't introduced solid food, good mothers are still scrubbing their pups down regularly. In addition, enabling your bitch to leave teaches the pups to handle separation and reduces the risk of separation anxiety in adulthood. We need to create gently stimulating environments because transition stage pups are slow learners. Remember the use it or lose it phenomenon? They need to use their bodies, senses, and brains this week to build strong connections in their brain and stimulate myelination. So we need to provide them with lots of opportunity to explore their little world, introduce easy-to-solve problems, always ensuring that the problems and obstacles are safe, since transition pups have no ability to discern danger. This week it's time to consider moving the pups out of their whelping box to gently stimulate their new vision. In order to provide security for our dams and reduce drafts during the neonatal period, whelping boxes have solid sides, but these very sides limit how far a pup can see. So this is the week to transition pups to a puppy pen with see-through sides. There are lots of options from kennel runs to puppy play pens to our favorite rover enclosures. Don't forget to ensure the pups have great traction this week, even as you move them out of the whelping box. Traction is key until they can trot and run and even beyond. Don't introduce slippery surfaces until the pups are 6 to 7 weeks old. Personally, we continue to use Sterilon for the pups' bedding. Information on Sterilon and the other products will be in your resource section. Once you have the pups moved, you can add additional items such as hanging beads and multicolored, multi-textured items to the pen. Provide little physical and mental challenges that are safe and solvable. A stuffed pink monkey can be the perfect challenge for a 16-day-old puppy, while figuring his way out of the stuffed pyramid works for a 21-day-old. Be vigilant to ensure that all challenges are appropriate for the pup's capabilities this week and can't injure them. You can see all of the items in this pen are soft, round, don't have any sharp edges, or anything the pups can get caught in. Since novelty is key to puppy development, rotate your setups daily. What doesn't move ever? The potty box. But everything else can change daily. You don't need brand new items each day. Simply move them in and out of the box over several days, placing them in different locations each time. And if you have other household dogs that love puppies, they can provide unique experiences for them, introducing new smells, looks, and communication. For example, here, this auntie is teaching this very puzzled 20-day-old puppy how to play. She's encouraging and engaging in a very gentle way. You can see that the puppy's trying to figure out what's going on. And mama's looking on just to make sure that all is going well and everything is safe. A couple of hints when using other dogs. Stick with your household dog so that you don't introduce any new pathogens to your home. And only use dogs that adore puppies and interact with them gently. Transition pups are incapable of understanding or responding to subtle communication or corrections. So a quick transition environment summary. Encourage cleanliness by ensuring that mom has access 24/7 to the pups and provide them a potty box so they can learn to start holding their urine and feces and moving to where they should potty. Provide a see-through pen with multiple textures such as the pellets, the flooring, the toys, and the bed to stimulate their senses, and introduce small physical and mental challenges. Provide good traction each step of the way, and above all, make sure that the puppies are safe.